This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A measure to ban ghost guns in Colorado passed the state legislature today. CPR's Benta Berkland reports it now heads to Governor Polis, who's expected to sign it into law.
The term ghost guns covers firearms that are crafted at home using a 3D printer or a do-it-yourself mail order kit. They make it possible for someone to obtain a gun without a background check. The bill would make it illegal to construct or own a firearm like this without a manufacturer's serial number. Democratic Representative Andrew Baeznecker says it's about safety and accountability.
When a firearm is recovered at the scene of a crime and law enforcement has no ability to understand the chain of ownership of that firearm, where is the justice for families?
Republican lawmakers say the law will be unenforceable and fear requiring guns to have serial numbers could eventually lead to a gun registry. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Nearly 90,000 Coloradans are eligible to get money back from TurboTax as part of a settlement. The company's owner, Intuit, tricked people into paying for free tax filing services, according to the state attorney general. People who are owed money will be contacted by email. Most should expect to receive about $30 in the mail this month. And the Nuggets take the court today in Arizona for the NBA playoffs. Denver is currently ahead of the Suns 2-0 in the second round series. If the Nuggets win tonight, they'll be just one game away from the semifinals. Tonight in Denver, partly cloudy with a low of 43. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.